All right, we're here with Justice Hanson from Arkansas State. How's the offseason been going for you overall? Second year with the program, how's that? Is it you feeling more comfortable this offseason as opposed to last year just getting going to the program?
Yeah, I definitely feel more comfortable. You know, number one, from a football standpoint, just being in the system 1 year. And then, you know, last year coming in, I mean, your teammates don't necessarily know who you are. So, you know, being able to play a year with them and now come back, you know, everybody being familiar with each other and being able to grow on that is big for us. So it's been a good offseason.
Coach talked about you having five new offensive linemen up front. How have you helped with that transition and being a veteran now in the program? How have you helped them adjust to the system overall?
Really just trying to communicate clear with them, you know, through whenever we're getting together and going through things. And it's a really young group, so they're really hungry. And, you know, I said it before, this is one of the hardest, you know, working group of people, you know, I played with. So I'm really looking forward to it, and they work really hard.
Yeah, and what in some other did you do anything different this summer? Did you, a lot of guys like to, especially quarterbacks, like to go to camps or anything like that to prepare for the offseason? Or did you stay on campus? How did you prepare maybe differently this offseason?
Well, I stayed on campus and just worked with my guys. And then we got a new strength coach this summer. So, you know, a lot of it's just been conditioning and weightlifting.
Good. And then also, just talk about also some of your other skill guys on offense, some guys that you expect to see some big things from overall.
I can't really signal out many just because there's a lot. You know, we got Kendrick Edwards, who, you know, wasn't eligible to play last year. Justin McInnes is back, Omar Bayless, Chris Murray, Christian Booker. I mean, you know, I can't just name a few of them. So I think that's one of our strong suits. We have a lot of playmakers.
Last season, got off to a slow start, 0-4, but won your last eight of your last nine to get a good finish going. Just how big is it to, and then you have some big games, we'll get to those in a second, but how important is it to get off to a better start this year just to help yourself overall and be in contention for conference and other things?
It's huge for us, you know. They say it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. But at the same time, if you can start great, you know, it makes the finish, I feel like, a lot more easier. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting off to a great start and then going into conference strong.
Yeah, and you have open at Nebraska at home against Miami. Obviously, conference is important to you, but those are two high-profile games that can help. Now, if you win those, you can put yourself in a good position maybe to get a better bowl game and beyond. How important are those two games for you?
I think they're very important. You know, this program has had good success in the Sun Belt, you know, and this should be good to be able to, you know, step outside the Sun Belt and win some non-conference games.
Yeah, and then lastly, I see you're a general studies major, or have you, is that still majoring in that?
Sir.
Yeah, what does that entail? Is that, you just focus specifically on one field or one industry, or is that?
It's really a combination of three.
Okay.
So it's really kind of like your, like mine is, communication, business, and health and exercise science. So it's kind of just a mixture of all those.
How do you plan to combine those after your playing career concludes?
I got a few ideas, but I'm not trying to get too concerned about that because, I mean, I got a year and a half left. So.
Okay, so how much with your transfer, how much eligibility do you have left?
I'm a junior this year, and so
okay.
I got this year and next year. So.
Oh, so you got two full years.
Yes, sir.
Good.